page five, if we get it across the strong enough line so that the average person in the system knows that we are continuing to wait for price control. Not coming, I'm an us, 90-day freeze is over, we shall continue our program, wait for price control. That's same as what I'm saying.
We can add something. Consequently, not that the money that we can go, we shall continue our program, wait for price control. Inflation is due to the, for us, and it's not up.
Well, rather than are we waiting for price control?
Yeah.
One, the first round. The battle of inflation, if you want that. No.
And also the first round, the second round, the third round. We have one of the opening battle round after the war.
I like the war.
Parallel of it.
Is it about a
agent? instead of movement, and then we're not even challenged, and...
We have an agent, an agent. An agent movement challenge.
That one.
An agent movement challenge. We have a parallel of it, really better word for ourselves. Back to the old phrase, frustrated, you know, keep the other one a little longer.
Now, I'm thinking about this one. This whole speech is about stopping complaints, so you want it not to last, sentence, that is, that's what I'm trying to make a motion for. John had a great comment, to stop a complaint.
Stop a complaint. Create a new prosperity. I agree. Stop inflation. Create a new prosperity.
That leaves them on a high note.
We're in a new prosperity for America. The world of people.
I'm not a person who's on the wrong side. Not that that was on the road. You said it for America.
I need to say a few things that come across from our folks.
Can you say it's going to be a great gift for America?
Yeah. I think that does a little more than the last one. We picked out the best of our letters.
I went over that letter from a lot of people saying you're doing a great job.
I don't want that. But you feel we've got the best.
I picked the best, and the rest geographically. It's a little worried about the teaching.
Okay, I'm a man. He's a lot of poor guy, and probably a woman.
No, he's a man. Sort of. So, I guess I'll cut the, this is about Jim.
Yeah. I agree. And frankly, I don't have to announce my speech. Connolly can announce it tomorrow. In other words, let's...
That's a good follow-up story. Yeah. If you don't announce it in your speech, it shouldn't be announced.
I don't believe that I should announce the chairman in my speech. First, I think we're rushing it. And second, a golden opportunity to announce it, which gives us another 24 hours, is for having a follow-up with having Connolly announce it on Friday. So get that to George, would you, at all, and say that I decided not to put it in my speech. And Tom would do it, and the briefer to say, well, Secretary Church should have come. Chairman of the Board of Council. Yes, fair enough. Well, I think separates. I know, but nobody, the listeners will not. Yeah, the listeners will not. Oh, my God. The listeners will not. All right. They'll stay. There's a situation on the briefing. So, what do you want to East Coast back? Good. On a congressional thing, do they really feel like I can stay a little while and get the hell out of it? Yeah. No, they have a full of my gut. I'll get stuck in questions. Like I said, what do I find so that you don't move back? All right.
Okay, I'll get Rose then to give you the new paper.
Let me see if I can learn something. got its outline, basically, which is the main, got a shine, and of course, it's an outline, so at least it's like a structure, a lot rather than, which of course is the more fashionable, people like it, called free meaning, free speaking, all the rest, the warbling off of the sun, the other thing, it's great, exciting, and so forth, and so on, but it's not my way.
This is good,
I like something.
And a nice with,
organized, where the pieces fit together, one fills the other, sort of the way I feel better about it.
Gives you room to move around when you're ad-libbing.
The what?
It gives you room to move around when you're ad-libbing.
Here's my organization. I wouldn't add it, I'm going to talk, but it's like, go back to the baseball program. I love this.
And you get a good rating of the press touting.
They are really touting. I noticed they interrupted the baseball when I was waiting for you. I turned it on for the first 5:05 when I left. Anyway, I got they came in press for the next list at 7:30. Going in on NBC. I think some, does that get some people to come in?
Darn well.
I think that, of course, your prime time rating is always around 45, 40 to 50 minutes, just because you pick up whatever the audience is. There's not many build-up. There's a hell of a build-up, you get 60 minutes. This rating is about half of that, a little better than that. Already called. Your big rating here is 25.
That's it. 7:33 close to
5.
7:33 close to 5. Which begins the day.
No. Where it kills you, it'll go to the west. Far west, you move to take off the third. You're reading now a fourth of the country. You figure there's 20 million people out in California. That knocks the crap out of that time.
At the same time out there, or at least midwest,
the entire driving group.
You'll get the radio. So that won't show up on the TV rating, but there'll be one hell of a good home crowd there. Because that the radio people will all want to run.
And the car rating, the commuters.
Well, we'll get this back to that. I think it'll block.
Well, you'll try. I think now with profits, I just have a feeling a little better about it. Did you raise with Stein my concern about do we have a trigger device in there for profits? And what did he say?
He said, we can that no profits.
How?
I said, the president says no profits. He said, I'll make sure that nothing we do in our fact sheet, the background check, stick it somewhere. He said, think about things in terms of the year.
So he knows. He's clever enough to know how to screw it. That's what we want.
Okay.
You're very intelligent. Very hard mind. You know, a very great toughness in Stein's mind. You know that wholesale price index is probably just an aberration. A lot of it probably is food or whatever. It is. We couldn't. You know, we so seldom get any good brand. And that would really be a hell of a brand.
It's going to look like a better speech for that.
God, you realize though what a break it is, Bill. Rise. It is unbelievable.
Okay, asking why. Hurt guts here.
Yeah. Maybe our other programs are working.
Well,
and we're getting a little of that.
At all times, lots of prices are going up, and some prices are going back.
Yeah.
When you suddenly say no prices go up, the ones that go down are still going down.
Okay.
And that's where you pick up the money. Cut off the ups and the downs to a bit.
Yeah, prices, of course, we have to remember, don't always go up. They don't always. Wages.
Are you doing that today?
You know, I'll tell you, I don't want to get into it at this point, but we got a hell of a good enemy being built up here. What times this meaning?
He looks like that.
he looks terrible with a big cigar at the knee, and frankly, a little too crude. I have enormous respect for me, and I'm a very good businessman, and I wouldn't try to let him fight any kind of fight I've been on meaning. But the bill, he is demagoguing in the old politics, the old New Deal, the Franklin Roosevelt.
That's a shame. I'd like you to say you think we can drive the president to 70% today. 70%.
On that very issue. Would you agree?
And remember, the CMC found Louis to come along.
He had no point in
get a bill, make it inflation.
Yeah, he always loved inflation.
As a villain. Somebody that went to the first aid in 1980.
It winds up with meaning being identified with inflation.
Well, particularly in the airline, you keep everybody else in line, and so forth. And you'll say, organized labor do this, and I go on. Happy. So, but I, you know, that's leadership.
Oh, I know.
Very hard to do that without a very good union. Well,
then you read letters from union members.
We're probably, you know, we've got everything concerned about what happens in the summer. We react a little perversely. But with that rather strange violence in the last hour, my points move out. So we do this silly damn speech. There was nothing else. It wasn't the Congress. Somebody reported on it. It was under Carson Partridge. We've got the House passed the bill. I bet everybody, all of their newsletters, everybody on the House. No, I don't want to discuss it. I will not discuss it. Your comment, please.
Hello.
right in the middle of it, but it's brief, so you can listen for 14 minutes. And you can do your retention time that long. Don't admit it. Yeah. I was, the reason I called you, as a matter of fact, I sort of read things. On my way, when I was in Florida, over the waters, I read with great interest your piece from the UN. You know, you on Herrnstein's speech, you know, that I passed on to you. Let me say first of all that nobody in the staff even knows I read it on the article, and nobody in this doesn't know any better because I couldn't agree more with you with the Herrnstein stuff and all the rest. This is knowledge. First, nobody must think we're thinking about it. Second, if we do find out it's correct, we must never tell anybody. That's right. Now, let me add a few things if you can. And you might just make some mental notes about it, or if you want to, it's an idea you might have used. I reluctantly concluded, based at least on the evidence presently before me, and I don't base it on any scientific evidence, that what Herrnstein says, and also what was said earlier by Jensen and so forth, is probably very close to the truth. Now, having said that then you cover that by saying something that the races would never agree with, that within groups there are geniuses. There are geniuses within black groups, there are more within Asian groups. And incidentally, it was a rather neat trick to point out that the Asians are number one and the Caucasians are number two. And the Eskimos are above the whites, which is good. And also your little deal about the different English and the Irish. Now that is the best example of the fact this is knowledge, but it is knowledge that it is better not to know. At least, good God, but it would cause another war. They have enough damn problems in Northern Ireland now. And basically, there are Irish geniuses. Right, what about Burke? Yeah, that's right. Well, Burke wasn't bad. Some of the liberals said. Now, so let me say that in getting this knowledge, and that's the point that I, and it's a you're welcome to pass this on to Herrnstein, if you're talking about getting this knowledge, but I think the reason I have to know is that as I go for programs, I must know that if they have basic weaknesses. Did you read Glaser's piece in Commentary or something? Yeah. And, you know, he didn't come out against family assistance, but he just created a hell of a lot of questions about, well, it's already got in New York, it's working, so forth, and so on. But you respect Glaser, don't you? Yeah. Well, tell him I read his piece, too, tonight. And, well, what he meant, though, what was interesting to me was that he said that even in Sweden, the ultimate example, and in Britain, the less ultimate example, that they still have a tremendous emphasis on the work ethic. In other words, that going on well, there's so many things people ought to do. Now, that is, of course, the reason why the work requirement thing is so important here. I mean, everybody says, well, the work requirement only for Britain for making these poor colored women, you know, can't work with the little babies coming every month, or it's every 9 months, I believe. Anyway, whatever the case is, you can't make them. Well, now that isn't it. The whole point is that, as you well know, that we just have not got to sort of get to the psychology that, there's the whale of life. That is, that's where the word for comes in, et cetera. Well, now, coming on to the other points, the other hand side, and here's where I think we have to learn. We've got to realize on family assistance, on anything that we do, the limits of social policy. If we don't, we're going to raise expectations and then have the dull thud. That was the problem with Johnson. He took your Howard University speech, he carried out a lot of things. But I really don't, and this, I don't think he did it deliberately. I think Johnson probably convinced himself all this stuff's going to work. You agree? Yeah. Now, right. Now, coming to the other point. a couple of questions. Is Coleman, has Coleman demonstrated the fact that where you put blacks, or for that matter, undergrad at Chicago or anybody else, blacks in with whites integrated, that it raises the blacks and does not bring down the whites? Is that clear? Or now the second point I raised then. I raised this one. This is really getting at the nerve center. Is this true when you have an integrated faculty? Let's take for example where my daughter is teaching, she broke, but or whatever. Let's suppose that you've got a black graduated from a good black college in the South, teaching English. Now do you believe that she can teach English? I don't know. I'm not I just don't know. Yeah. I see the kids teach the kids. Well, maybe what you've got to do, though, is if you're going to have incompetent teachers, you should go for more television aids and all that sort of stuff. No? Pretty racist is the right thing. Or a dictatorship on the right, or one on the left. very slow in the center. Now, having said all that, however, if you compare the Latin dictatorships, governments, etc., and their forms of government, they at least do it their way. It is an orderly way, which works relatively well. They have been able to run the damn place. Looking at the black countries, of course, there are only two old ones. Haiti is an old one, and Liberia is a very old one. Ethiopia is a very old one. But they have a hell of a time running the place. Now you look at Asia, you can say, well, what about out there? You don't have democracies. Of course, you don't have Japan, or you go to the Philippines, and it's a hell of a mess. But on the other hand, Thailand, with its oligarchy, has the right kind of a government for Thailand. And we have to say, too, that Iran, with their benevolent Shah, that's the right thing for those folks. I think, now, what I'm getting back at the long way around is this. I think something could be, that eventually going to come out of here is this, that in this, right beneath the surface of those black-white deals, going to come out with that Asians are capable of governing themselves one way or another. We Caucasians have learned it after slaughtering each other in religious wars and other wars for many, many years, including a couple in the last this century. The Latins do it in a miserable way, but they do it. But the Africans just can't run things. Now, this is a very, very fundamental point in the international sense. See my point? And, of course you do. You see that. You know, I have mixed feelings. I receive their ambassadors to change all the time, and I've had them here. I love them. They're so kind and so nice. And they're children. Huh? You know? Oh, God, yes, they want. What can you do? I know, but what I meant is it's so childlike, the childlike faith and childlike this and that. And of course, a lot of them are crooks, but we have crooks too. But anyway, what I'm getting at is, I think you've got a field of business, you've got a field of educational resources. But there are many other areas, as you well pointed out, where they can beat the hell out of us. Now, and they should be proud of those. But athletics isn't a bad achievement. And you look at the World Series, for God's sakes, and what would either of these teams have done without, what would Pittsburgh be without a hell of a lot of blacks, huh? And then music, the dance, and these things, are they to be therefore just pissed upon? Hell no, they're important. And also, in certain areas, poetry, etc., they have a free and easy style that adds enormously to our culture. But on the other hand, when you get to some of the more profound, rigid disciplines, basically, they have a hell of a time making it. And Ed Brooke, for example, is an exception. You've got to face it. In terms of good lawyers, there are damn good lawyers among any group, but in terms of good lawyers, even though a lot of go to law schools, I mean, it is not really their dish of tea. See? Now, that's a fact. We got Brooke, and we've got that fellow that had the equal opportunities, the thin fellow in Philadelphia, you know, he's got it. But now, having said that, you have a hell of a time also acting with a lot of Mexicans. I mean, they're coming out. But on the other hand, they have the stuff. Your culture three test is very interesting to me. That, as I understand it, is basically an IQ test, but which basically doesn't require you to know a damn thing before you take it. Well, that's good. The only fair kind of test. Now, let me tell you what my theory is after all this. My theory is that the responsibility of a president, my present position, first, is to know these things. But also, my theory is that I must do everything that I possibly can to deny it. Because you cannot tell. Here was my quarrel with Muskie and the vice president, and I didn't quarrel with him. I refused. They asked me what I said. I said, I just repeat what I said in 1968 when I was commenting on Brooke. I said, you can be in any position. My theory is this. If you look, if you were to look cynically at a poll in depth that is absolutely prime as to whether or not a black would not add to a ticket, you might well find that a black would subtract. But no leader must ever say that. Because if he says that, he is condemning a great segment of the population. He shouldn't say that no Jew. Now, I think you can make a hell of a case that a Jew, not one like Goldwater, who's basically a Gentile, I mean, by religion, but a Jew, might detract. There are some anti-Semitic people, but nobody must ever say that. You must not say that a Catholic would hurt you in Oklahoma. You must not say that. Here, the point that I make is, we have to realize it, because if we do not, we're going to encourage what is a latent prejudice among all of us. See, you must not, in other words, it's the unthinkable. Do you agree with me? And when somebody says, well, it's honest to get up and say, why, sure, a black should be eliminated, the hell it's honest. Yeah. You take, for example, a woman in the Supreme Court. Now, if you were to poll the people in this country, all the people, a great majority would be against a woman in the court. They would have much confidence. However, among women, there's a hell of a feeling that there should be one. All right. My point is, no one should ever say that a woman should not be on the Supreme Court. Correct? So you see what I'm getting at is that we're on exactly the same way. I'm putting it up all over this place that we have got to proceed on the assumption, not that everybody is equal, but that everybody should have an equal opportunity, and that anybody might go to the top. And God knows he might. A brook could, you know. See? Right? But I've already had Hoffman down. Bunch and Medal of Freedom. I bet, but I think Bunch has it. See, he got a Nobel Prize. I'll check it out. You see, I think Hoffman has it, but I'll check with Bunch on it. Yeah, but it'd be very easy. Very easy. And if you don't give him a Medal of Freedom, we can just get him down thinking. Too sick? Is he in a hospital? Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, we went out and gave one to Sam Goldman. Yeah. Just for my own information. Be sure you hear, be sure though that it's just for balance, and I have experience on. Be sure you don't get it just from the Indians. They're terrific salesmen. Because they are, they're blowing up the damn boats and everything, but I'd love to talk to you about it. Now let me come, before we come to this, first on the legislative program. The National Institute is in. I raised that question when we met with the education leaders the other day, and Ellie Richards said, we got it. I don't know when it's going to come in, but it's there. Yeah, yeah. But to the Office of Child Development, I'd like for you to give it a kick. I mean, I'd like for you, if you would, to give Ellie a call, and also give Marlon, who's a fine fellow, a call. Tell him that I was talking to you and said, what the hell became of the first 5 years of life? You just tell them to call, and then they'll have to worry, that'll stir them up. Third, on the secondary school education, we spent half of our time in our meeting with educators on that. The most profound thing you say in there is that the one job we do worse in this country is turning boys into men. We've got to connect up the world of school with the world of work. We've got to get through that one line. We have got to connect up the world of school with the world of work, and high school is where to do it. Now, we just have one hell of a time here that everybody's going to college, and we're running out of our ears with PhDs and this and that and the other thing. And nobody wants to work. And I know. That's right. You know what I mean, on this whole business of genial work and so forth. I just, Bob Allman told him about his plumber, and he says, God, Phil Johnson, he works 4 days a week. He makes $30,000 a year. I mean, he takes off a month in the winter and a month in the summer. And he has no responsibilities, whatever. What the hell now? Just to make the goddamn toilet flush, that's not bad. Huh? That's right. The secondary schools, the work thing I know he agreed with, but the secondary school thing is a perk for the reason that the educators came down at it, even the math and the NEA and all that. All they talked about was more money. They didn't talk about reform. They were for the institutes, but more money. And they didn't talk enough about this whole vocation. The word vocation, I know, is a bad word, but they do not. They don't want that because the masters don't teach it anymore. They don't even teach hygiene anymore. Yeah. Now they have got to start teaching that. And you know, Finch was, that was one of his major contributions. He gave that a hell of a kick in the ass. And we got a few junior colleges, but would you tell Marlon and the rest that I am very disturbed about the fact that we are going hog wild on education, and you know, we're going to put a lot more in it. It's a big lobby in the rest. But what in the hell are we doing? The Institute will help over the long run. The right to read thing, for example, that's rumbling along with nothing being done. And that's terribly important. But when we really come down to what are we doing in the high schools with the great majority of our kids who basically do not have what it takes and will never have it to sit behind desks. Now, all you do is to destroy those kids, and so they go on dope. Sure, and they'll love and be proud of it. Be proud of it. All right.
killed.
The factors, of course, that have to be taken into account by the place, any kind of,
oh, yeah.
How do you do that one? You know?
Yeah, that's, so you're gonna get aberrations.
Various different aberrations. The really, the way you wanna do it, I think, is the way you do it, you should improve an average amount.
Results. Yeah, well, of course, they pretty much, I think, do now with kids, because I think they give them an IQ every year now. They take some battery of tests every year, and I think they probably, I go for an average.
But they throw out, they put the test to a hell of a lot more than just for these comprehensive correct people.
Yeah, well, college boards and all that sort of.
They're hard, isn't it? Fantastic. How people get through them, I don't know. You gotta be 700 or 800 or something like that, and I know one of the kids I've never spread.
But it, those aren't fair either.
Incidentally, I noticed that you got to put out the story on BB, or on BB News today. Your handling that I trust with cold disdain, or how are they handling it?
Yeah, but that, it hasn't created much of a stir so far. It's a, that first shot at least is a,
sure.
Is a complete dud, because they're trying to make a big thing out of it, and so what they've
when did it happen?
Whenever he said it, in 69.
Bought a piece of property.
But he sold it. He sold,
well, that's a whole
that key, what was it, some key?
I don't know.
That,
oh, the local.
Well, it was where the local local club was, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. God almighty, their problem is, you see, they can't tie me to a goddamn thing. Because I'm not any of the Eagles.
Well, of course not. But they, the closest they've come is they, the only way they've gotten anything on him on that one, at least, and that's their opening shot, which I would assume is their biggest one. Is that he sold it, he and his partner sold it to the government for $550,000,
yeah.
Which was the appraised value, or very close to the appraised value.
Well, that's bad.
And they're finding that's bad, because other people, the Corps of Engineers was around buying other land privately, and was getting it for something less than the appraised
value. It's worth a hell of a lot more. It was Kokomo Island, and those guys would never have sold it for $1 million. I mean, the government condemned the goddamn thing. We're apart.
Oh, well, that's what it is.
But anyway, the poor guy who goes in, never is after them. He has never proved to a soul of there ever anything. He's employed all the time. He has never asked for an introduction. He never goes sees anybody. He's never done one thing.
They're
piss on him.
Pretty much coming out with them. They're finding a lot of stuff they're going to on Smathers.
Well, Smathers, I know they've got stuff on him.
Maybe some problems there. And then what they're trying to do is tie BB to you, then tie BB to Smathers, and then, yeah, Smathers is what it looks like.
And I bought my house from Smathers.
Yeah.
Now that's a hell of a thing. I bought the goddamn house because he got a divorce. Which they should point out too. And paid the market price for it. Well, it's tough, isn't it? You know, the way we live, we're so goddamn careful. They must have spent, he said that they just mentioned that $400,000 in storage so far.
Well, they said they've had this team, and they have a big feature page on the team, six people or eight people or something. They've been there for 6 months.
But they say they're investigating next.
They're investigating the
friends of the president.
The way to wealth, the man who has friends in high places.
Doesn't do a fucking thing about that. After I told you to get something going on, have we done anything? We've investigated any of the people that we're going after Moyers and Frank Chandler. We got anything on him? He's involved in this. He's a gutman. See, it's Gutman and the Jew at News Theater, the two that got there. I really feel strongly on that, Bob, that we are a or maybe I'm wrong.
Are we talking about any center or not?
We're not talking about.
We'll get it.
Okay.
Cut it down.
Well, somebody who can do it, is.
We sure are.
Well, we're getting screwed on another one now, this goddamn, the LA Times went into the Immigration Service.
Yeah, where is it, Pedro's? I marked that.
That's the LA Times again.
Yeah.
The Times reporter went into the Immigration Service and asked them to give them a group of agents to raid the place. And the Immigration Service guy said, that isn't the way we work. We raid it, we don't give an inspector people to raid. So they went down and raided it.
Now, are we, we're defending her to the hill. I will never withdraw her name.
No, she's up here today.
For confirmation.
She's up on the hill today.
All right.
That's no accident either. The story happened to break the day before she came up on the hill.
That's right.
And,
no, I want to start taking the Times off. I really do.
What I've told them to do, because I'm sure we can get them, and I'm going to have to really admit you, because the guy's giving us a bad time on that, but I'm going to do it, is to raid the LA Times, because I'm sure they've got illegal Mexican alien working in the LA Times. It's impossible for them not to.
Metro, please. Yeah.
I've also given them a list of Democratic-owned
what installations
in
the
LA.
What installations?
Printing plants.
You think they've got aliens there? Well, how about some of their ranches?
I'm sure they run the ranches. Paper.
Everybody's got the Mexican. You don't check the other things on.
Well, and see, she's done nothing illegal. There's no law against hiring an illegal Mexican. Yeah. The law is against the Mexican.
Is there anybody else for the Otis Chandler? I want the whole goddamn bunch gone after. Now, we've got to get at some of these people.
We could be.
But all right, put down, I also want Otis Chandler's income tax. I want them to go over it right now. Otis Chandler. Why do you think they're up to it?
I would guess he'd be there, but,
Yeah. John, with all your other problems, there's one thing that I want done, and I don't want any argument about it. I want you to direct the most trusted person you have in the Immigration Service that they are to look over all of the activities of the Los Angeles Times, all underlying, and they are to send their teams in to see whether they are violating the web back. Now, let me explain, because it's a Californian, I know. Everybody in California hires, there's no law against it because they are there. Doesn't mean no. So, Otis Chandler, I want him to check with regard to his gardener. Is that clear? Understand. Do it. Give me a report. Okay.
And you know, the next shot is they came up with and made a big fuss out of it that you had hired. That you had an illegal Mexican working on your San Clemente property.
How about?
Yeah. What they had was one, the Coast Guard, when they had a landscaping crew in, you know, to clean up the rubbish or something, had a contractor bring a crew in to clean stuff up. And one guy on that contractor's crew was an illegal Mexican who worked there for less than a day on your property.
Did we get it out, I suppose not?
Oh, sure.
Did they print that?
Yeah. But they're trying to play it the other way, you know.
And they printed it, it would be less than a day?
Yeah. The thing we've got to get, though, is this dumb son of a bitch at the Immigration Service, whose name, incidentally, is Rosenberg. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
The guy in L.A.
Yeah. Hello. Mr. Mitchell, please.
That clown went on television this morning on the CBS Morning News or something like that, holding up the affidavits of their notices to Mrs. Manuelos that she had illegal Mexicans. In other words, he's just playing the thing right down the line.
He's going to be fired.
Well, we've already told them that, but it won't hurt at all for you. I think it's Rosenberg or Rosenstein or something like that. I think it's Rosenberg. And this clown Farrell here, the head of the Immigration Service, is the one that mentioned, apparently, that in answer to a question, said, yes, there had been an illegal alien up here.
Did he say it, though?
Apparently.
Did he point out that it was for half a day?
I think he did. He did. Someone else did, because I am so good at
all.
That's when I had John Dean really cranky.
Yeah. Oh, John, I wanted to be sure we covered. The fellow out there in the Immigration Service, and this is one where you set an example for the rest of the direction, because I'm writing comments on a couple of internal revenue people that are taking care of the brain around, is a kite by the name of Rosenberg. He is idiot. He is privately at a cocktail party in the last 24 hours bragged that he was going to get Nixon. He is to be out. I want his resignation on my desk by the end of the day. Is that clear? Why don't you agree with him, John? Albert Rosenberg. Well, why does Farrell talk this way? Because he may be covering his bets against whatever's going to happen in the future. Well, I'm getting in and asking. I want you to go ahead and I say, now look, fellow, you drink or something. I mean, put it right to him. Now, have you been talking this way? Because it's all over town. Now, you know, like is going on with this business that there was an illegal Mexican work on San Clemente. The poor son of a bitch was brought in by a contractor, worked 3 hours and left. I know, but Farrell confirmed it to the press. I mean, he did not point out that he worked 3 hours. So I really feel you got it. I just want to be, John, it's got to be this one. Rosenberg is to go. He is to go. Now, that son of a bitch, I don't care. Take the heat on it. We're not going to have it. For them to do this, for them to do this when this woman is coming up, is delivered. None of the times for it. And that's the way it's going to be done. I've already ordered Connolly. We're going after the Chandlers, everyone individually, collectively, their income tax return this week. Everyone will suck with this. Well, I'll leave it to you. I'll leave it to you. But I want you to scare him within an inch of his life. Okay, John. Thank you.
Farrell apparently isn't. He's got a very weak.
That's all right. Very weak. He's scared.
Sure.
Lie a little.
That's what
John, no, go ahead. I'm scared. And Rosenberg got tight.
That's why I'm going. You're not very far off, but
yeah, I'm not there. But we're going to have some discipline on this thing. It's goddamn. Goddamn Rosenberg.
Well, the thing we've told them to do so that Manuelos doesn't stand out is the one place where they're doing this is to raid some other places. I thought, for instance, Mattel Toys, who I know hires Mexican Mattel Toys, which is the big toy company out there, which is owned by the Elliot Handler and his wife, Mrs. Ruth Handler. There's a couple of Jews who've put billions of dollars into Democratic causes. So, and I know they've got a lot of Mexicans. I've been in their plants. And if they have Mexicans, they have to have illegal ones.
Are they going to go after Mattel Toys or not?
I don't. As of now, they say they don't have a complaint on them.
We have a complaint.
We'll get a complaint. They'll go after.
All right. Are we? Do I know that somebody's following them?
Yeah.
I want to go after this goddamn Los Angeles Times. Now,
this. Who can
go over and talk to Connolly's people about the Connolly's people? We have got to go after them.
Dean,
we're wanting to have gone after them. Well, why was Chandler gone after?
Let's do Otis. Let's leave Norman alone.
What the hell, Connolly's, do you go after Otis?
None.